Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
They warned us this was coming, and now it's official. Dallas County health officials reporting 1,085 new cases of COVID-19 today. That shatters yesterday's daily record by nearly 400. It is a developing story. Get coverage and reaction throughout the afternoon on News Radio 1080. KRLD. Masks now required whenever you're in public. Dallas and Tarrant County already had mask requirements in place. Tarrant County Judge Glenn Whitley says the governor did not want to order masks statewide, but he says the order became necessary.
From the get-go, I have asked, I've strongly recommended, I've pleaded and I've begged with people to wear the masks, and it just hadn't been effective, and the order, I think, will make some folks do it.
A week ago, Colleyville Mayor Richard Newton said he would not order enforcement of Tarrant County's mask requirement, but the city says it will comply with the governor's order. Mayor Newton says they'll talk about the restriction at a city council meeting next week. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson says he'd been calling for a statewide response to cut confusion. Thousands of people will fill the parking lots outside Globe Life Field and AT&T Stadium for fireworks tonight, but businesses in Arlington say COVID-19 will still cut into one of their busiest weekends of the summer.
Arlington's 4th of July parade normally comes the morning after fireworks in the city's festival, bringing 75,000 people downtown.
Summer is slow. There's no doubt that particularly July is slow. So that July 3rd light up downtown, that's a big deal for us.
Randy Ford owns Jay Gilligan's in downtown Arlington. He says he understands why Arlington canceled the parade, but his business is already hurting because of renewed restrictions and an increase in the number of COVID-19 cases.
We had a two-week span there where we were doing pretty good, but now see us backed up. People are getting a little timid again.
Jay Gilligan has actually permitted his two businesses, with the bar at one address and the restaurant at the other. Ford has shut down the bar, but the restaurant can still open at 50% capacity. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
If you're planning on putting on your own fireworks show this year, make sure you do it legally and use extra caution. First off, the fire danger increased this year due to tall, dry vegetation caused by heavy rains and high winds. Also, Mike Drivdahl with the Fort Worth Fire Department says hand sanitizer, which is in heavy use this year, is very flammable.
Anytime that you are legally discharging fireworks, you definitely need to be careful with what products you've got around you. If you've got something that is flammable, we definitely want you to stay away from lighting that firework with that liquid.
Also, make sure you're in an unincorporated area. Consumer-grade fireworks within Fort Worth city limits, many city limits, are illegal, punishable by fines up to $2,000. KRLD's Scott Sams has a roundup of all the fireworks action around the area tonight.
Let's start in Allen. The Spirit in the Sky fireworks show is set for 9:30 tonight. They say the best viewing area will be within 1 mile of the corner of West Exchange Parkway and North Waters Road. You are encouraged to watch from your home or your car. In Arlington, the Independence Day Fireworks Show will be up in the air above Globe Life Park. They've opened up the parking lots B, C, F, M, and N. You are encouraged to remain in and around your vehicles. Also, you have to bring your own food and drinks. And it starts at 9:30. In South Lake, the bombs bursting in air will be above Bicentennial Park at 9:30. The park itself will not be open to the public, but you are encouraged to watch from home. You'll be able to see it from there. And you can celebrate tonight from your home with Red, White, and Brave, a salute to our frontline and essential workers. The M80s will be playing some great music starting at 9:30, followed by fireworks presented by Mrs. Baird's at 10:15. That event will be streaming on the KRLD Facebook page, the Facebook page for Lava Cantina as well. And we have more details on our website. Just go to krld.com/aroundtown. Scott Sams, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The latest numbers show more people may be buying guns. Here's KRLD's Kristen Diaz.
Some will say there is nothing more American than the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, the right to keep and bear arms. In June, more than 3.9 million background checks associated with sales, the transfer, or permit of firearms were conducted by the FBI. That is the most ever recorded since the Bureau began keeping records back in 98. Last year, there were only 2.3 million checks in June. Experts suspect the purchases could be fueled by fears from the pandemic and riots happening in some cities. Gun sales originally soared in March at the beginning of the pandemic. The states with the highest number of background checks conducted included Illinois, Kentucky, Florida, California, and Texas. Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You have to go all the way back to 2004 to find the last time gasoline prices were this low for the 4th of July weekend. The Dallas average, $1.91 today. Fort Worth is a couple pennies cheaper. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says where prices go for the rest of the summer will depend on COVID-19.
If there's improvement in coronavirus case counts, prices may go up. It could mean higher demand. And if the opposite is true, if we continue to see the situation worsen, well, prices may tiptoe lower by Labor Day.
DeHaan says gasoline demand in North Texas has been slipping as more coronavirus cases are reported. Fort Worth firefighters jumped into action this morning when they noticed several ducklings trapped in a storm drain. A rescue crew was sent out to investigate the situation. They were able to swiftly rescue those ducklings. Once the babies were safe, crews snapped a few pictures before reuniting them with their duck parents. Make sure you stay safe out there and have a great 4th of July weekend.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.